The second Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, B'chol yoim v'yoim, every single day, bas kol yoytzeis mehar chayrev, a bas kol comes out from Har Sinai, which is being referred to as Har Chayrev here, u'machrezes v'ymeres, and it announces and says, O'ilaham l'briyas mi'el boina shel Torah, woe is to all people from the humiliation that they're causing the Torah. Shekol mi she'en oisik v'Torah, because anybody who doesn't toil and learn Torah, nikra nazuf. He's called a nazuf. A nazuf is someone who's been rejected, excommunicated. As it says, she'nemar nezem zohav, is a pasuk in Mishlei, nezem zohav ba'af chazir. It's making a comparison that just as putting a golden piece of jewelry, a nose ring, into the nose of a pig, is one can compare an Isha Yafa, a pretty woman, with Saras Tam, but who has no sense, who is a fool. So what does this mean? There's a Baskoil calling out. Who hears this Paschal? Is it speaking to no one? Reb Dessler says, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Hirhure Tshuva that a person gets from time to time, those little nagging thoughts that pull at our conscience and they say, you know, you should be learning some more. You know so little and there's so much in Torah. Where are you? Do you want to be in this same position in 20 years from now? Know just as little? And those thoughts, that conscience, that uneasiness, that comes from this very same Baskel, which is ringing out from Har Sinai every single day and reprimanding us. Woe is to all because of the embarrassment they're causing the Torah. So what is this embarrassment? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that Hashem created the world, the whole universe, the suns, the sun, the stars, the constellations, the planets, the moon, the oceans, the continents, all the millions of plants and animals and us for one purpose only, so that Klal Yisrael should accept the Torah and learn it. Hashem came down from Shemayim, b'kvoidoi u'ba'atzmoi, and learned Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 consecutive days and nights, so that we can learn and understand Torah. And that was a tremendous display and demonstration for us how important, how precious, and how worthwhile learning Torah is. And if we neglect the Torah, we give up on the opportunity to take advantage and don't take advantage of learning Torah and acquiring its wisdom, we're belittling HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We're making light of what Hashem gave so much importance to. And that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is in itself the Baskel. It's the original Kailos and Brachim that accompanied the giving of the Torah. Those demonstrated to us what the Torah means, how important it is, and we are now ignoring them. The Mishnah calls one who neglects to learn Torah Nozuf, which literally means someone who's in contempt of court, so to speak. If someone is so foolish and squanders away precious opportunities, people don't want to have to do with them. Hashem casts away the person who gives up learning Torah out of simple distaste for the foolishness involved. And that's the pasuk which is brought. That just as a beautiful piece of jewelry becomes distasteful and dirtied when it isn't treated properly and it's placed on a pig's nose, likewise, we have the Torah, we've learned Torah, we have the ability to learn Torah, we have access to the Torah, but we don't learn it, we're devaluating and mistreating the beautiful thing that we have in our possession. The Mishnah refers to Har Sinai in this instance as Har Chayrev. So Rav Chaim Lezhne explains, because the reason why it's called Har Chayrev, the mountain of destruction, so to speak, it refers to the fact that the Gentiles and all the nations of the world were destroyed. They destroyed themselves when they gave up the Torah. When they gave up on accepting the Torah, they ruined their opportunity for growth. We find all kinds of excuses not to learn, our livelihood or other affairs, and we make them more important, and they take precedence over the Torah. But that's precisely what the nations did in Har Sinai. They gave precedence to things that they were accustomed to and that were important to them. Murdering and stealing, whatever it was. That's why they didn't accept the Torah. And when we give up on learning because of other issues, we're comparable to them. And that's why the Baskel comes out from Har Chorev specifically to wipe away any of our justifications we might have not to be learning Torah.